Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Voice of America's special coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Africa's premier men's basketball league resumes at the top of the hour at 2100 UTC with a top-of-the-table clash between Zamalek of Egypt and Petro de Luanda of Angola. These teams met in the semifinals of last year's competition, with Zamalek prevailing 89-71, eliminating the Angolan squad. In Friday's opening game in Cairo, the Cape Town Tigers defeated Cobra Sport 83-79. This was a close game throughout. Billy Preston led the Tigers with a game-high 23 points. Evans Ganapamo had 19 points for the Tigers. And Captain Peter Prinsloo tallied 14 points for the Tigers. For Cobra Sport, Mayan Keir, 22 points and 9 rebounds. Nyang Wek had 17 points, and Patiat Wang had 14 points. All told, Cobra Sport placed 5 players in double figures. And I'm hoping that we got our friend Ike Diagu on the line. Come on now. Come on now. Well, coming up at 2100 UTC, Zamalek of Egypt going up against Petro de Luanda of Angola. That's the big game. Two continental powers going up against it. We're hoping to get our friend Prince Nesta on the line. Prince, are you there, man? Prince, talk to me. Well, we're hoping
to... The atmosphere has been really nice. Our fans are pretty crazy here, pretty passionate. So it's been really nice to be able to play in front of the
home. We're going to roll it back. We're going to roll it back here now. We're going to roll it back. I got to set it up. VOA's Sunday Shamari joined me for a little chat with the Nigerian big man for Zamalek before tonight's big game. Sunday and I talked with Ike Diagu, and I began the conversation by asking Ike, can you tell us about the atmosphere in Cairo?
The atmosphere has been really nice. Our fans are pretty crazy here, pretty passionate. So it's been really nice to be able to play in front of the home crowd. I'm really enjoying myself here in Cairo.
Wow, that's great to hear. And just wanted to know your take. I know you have a big game coming up with Petro. Can you tell us what's the preparation going into this game?
Really just playing hard, playing with effort, executing our game plan. You know, these teams here are very experienced teams with high-level players and elite-level athleticism. So it really just comes down to X's and O's and executing the fundamentals in order for us to be victorious in this match.
Ike, the last game Zamalek played against the Cape Town Tigers, you were trailing at halftime, and you were struggling a bit in the first half, Ike. I don't think you made any field goals, but I'm wondering, did you eat some kind of superfood at halftime? Because you tore it up in the second half, man.
I don't know really what happened in the first half. You know, those are shots that I normally make, and I was just short. Missing my shots, and my teammates just told me to stick with it, and you know, they kept instilling confidence in me, and finally once I seen one go in, I was back to normal again. So all I had to see was just that one go in, and then the rest was history.
Wow, that's great. And I just wanted to know, my interest here was with your opponents that night. How did you feel the game, and who was maybe difficult to handle And how did you come about in making sure that, okay, I got the way you're filling this out and do my way the what I want to do?
Are you talking? So you're talking about this last game that we played?
That's correct. Yes.
I'm sorry. Ask the question again. Sorry.
What did you find so difficult to handle in the first quarter? I mean, before you got your way in the second half.
I don't think it was anything that they were necessarily doing because I was getting wide open looks. I was getting wide open looks and I was missing them, leaving them short. I just wasn't really shooting with the confidence that I know that I should have, you know, as a really good shooter, because I consider myself to be an excellent shooter. So it was just a matter of trusting my instincts and trusting the work that I've already put in and going out there and shooting with confidence. So like I said, once I saw the first one go in, then the rest is history.
Hey, talk a little bit about the Zamalek team overall, the team spirit. What's it like playing for Zamalek? I know you've played for a few teams in your career. What's it been like to play for Zamalek?
It's been great. You know, this franchise is very proud. Around the city, everybody supports you, and they want the best for you. We're part of a big club, a soccer team, and different types of youth teams, so the city really rallies around the team. So it's been really amazing to represent such a great and proud franchise.
And I think, Ike, going forward now, you have, I'm sure, a couple of players that you're looking forward to meet in the next game. And maybe are there specific people that you say I have to be careful playing against? Or what is the plan here? Because you have people like another big man, Yannick Moreira.
Yep. Good player.
Yeah.
I always look forward to playing against everybody. This is my 17th, 18th season playing. So I've literally faced the best in the world. So I look forward to matching up against anybody. I don't really worry too much about I'm not really scared to play against anybody because, like I said, I've literally played against some of the greatest players that ever played a game of basketball. So,
Ike Diagu, this is the second season of the Basketball Africa League. Last year, kind of a compressed two-week schedule in Kigali, Rwanda. What do you think of the Basketball Africa League overall like? Is it a stepping stone for young African players?
Yeah, it should be a great stepping stone for young African players. This is an event that's been put on by the NBA, so everything is first class. It's a lot of exposure, and I really like how each team has their call-up from the NBA Academy. So each team has like a 15- or 16-year-old that's part of the NBA Academy that's able to come out and, you know, practice with the pros and get some game action. So, yes, it's definitely going to be a springboard. And now the entire world gets to see just how talent-rich Africa is when it comes to basketball.
Another big man I've seen there in Cairo, Ike, Dikembe Mutombo. He was on the sidelines during one of the games. Ike, maybe some general comments about Dikembe and what he's meant for African basketball.
You know, I mean, one of the true ambassadors for African basketball. I mean, what can you say? A Hall of Famer. His career speaks for itself. But he was one of the first to bring awareness to Africa back in the 90s. So to see his work come full circle is a beautiful thing. Nothing but respect for Dikembe.
What about you, Sunday? What do you think about Big Dikembe?
Big Dikembe is the man. Big Dikembe is an icon. Big Dikembe is everybody looking for in Africa. This is a man who came from Congo to be the tall man in the NBA, and the whole entire world looking at Dikembe. So you can imagine all those young players, all those young, I know, just only not only players, but even young men and women in Africa. They're looking up to him, and if he can do this and change and do a lot of stuff, then they learn a lot, and this is a great inspiration for so many people in Congo and in Africa as a whole. So we really enjoyed what he was doing.
Ike Diagu joining us here on the Voice of America. I'm also joined by my VOA colleague, Sunday, Shamari. And Ike, right now your team looks in great position to advance to the playoffs next month in Kigali. Talk a little bit, Ike, about the general basketball atmosphere in Egypt. Is it a good environment for basketball?
Yeah, it's a great place for basketball. Like I said, especially with this club, man, it's a very storied club. They've won a lot of championships, and the fans are very, very passionate. So there's good basketball played here in Egypt. I mean, obviously, these guys won the championship last year. There's a lot of talented players, not only on our team, but in the Egyptian League in general. So I really enjoyed my time here in Cairo.
And I think, Ike, right now fans are really, really looking up to you guys, since if you remember now, they're just trying to heal after losing the opportunity to play for the World Cup in soccer, you know, when they lost their last game against Senegal. And I remember I was in Egypt in 2019 when they got out of the African Cup of Nations. And the whole entire stadium was quiet because it was full of enthusiastic students, people of so different kinds, even young ladies, young men. Everybody enjoyed the game. So now, Zamalek, you are the defending champions. But I'm thinking, did you hear the message from Monastir? They are ready for you. I mean, it looks like they were really looking forward to get to the finals again and say, this time around, we are not to do any mistakes. Now, I'm just trying to understand what's the atmosphere on your camp looking ahead if that happens again. Can you make it happen?
Well, hopefully we do go that far. And, you know, like I said, every opponent presents his own challenge. And that's a good team. We're a good team. And I guess we'll see what happens when we test each other. But we're definitely looking forward to the challenge.
Ready for the challenge. That's Nigerian big man Ike Diagu of defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek of Egypt. Zamalek will host Petro de Luanda of Angola later Friday night in a big Basketball Africa League game in Cairo. Ike will be back on the court in the Egyptian capital, and he was talking with us from Cairo.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games, 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
Basketball Africa League 2022 has been getting some hoops-loving insights from Prince Nesta. And Prince joins us once again. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. I really enjoyed that interview with Ike Diagu, who's a veteran and really respected as far as, you know, basketball is concerned in the African continent.
Yeah, he's been playing well in Cairo, Prince. He had 17 points in his opening game, 18 in his second. So he's definitely one of the top go-to players for scoring for Zamalek.
Absolutely, and that was actually expected considering the fact that he has had like 7 years playing in the NBA. That is massive experience. He turned up for the Golden State Warriors, played for Indiana Pacers, played for Portland Trail Blazers, Sacramento Kings, LA Clippers, San Antonio Spurs, all these teams. And, you know, plus he's also been a FIBA Africa Championship MVP. That's the year 2017, features for the Nigerian, you know, basketball team. huge talent and, you know, really incredible experience. And, you know, his services are really appreciated as far as the Zamalek basketball team is concerned.
And I think Ike also is enjoying the platform that he has in Cairo. You know, he's enjoying the competition. And, you know, he said with the NBA support, it's a first-class operation there taking place in Cairo. And now he's going up against a first-class team, Prince, and Petro de Luanda. This probably is the Nile Conference title game, although there isn't a title game per se, but I think these are the two top teams in the conference, Prince.
I totally agree with you. The big bad man, the big bad machine, Ike Diogo. Of course, his team is going to depend on him today, especially considering the fact that this is going to be a blockbuster of a clash, and, you know, these two continental heavyweights, really. And I totally agree with you. This should not actually be, you know, quote-unquote, the Nile Conference Finals. I feel personally these are the two best teams, considering the fact that, you know, I watched the Sahara Conference, I've watched the Nile Conference so far, and I have to admit that, you know, this is going to be a clash, of sort of a final-like, you know, clash. And so we expect big drama, Sunny, on this one. We expect bragging rights on this particular match. We expect sweat and tears from this masterpiece. And, yes, both teams have significant great CVs, you know. And you will actually recall, Sunny, that Petro de Luanda have only lost one match in the Basketball African League Championship. And quick quiz for you. Who did they lose against in last year's semifinals?
Undoubtedly, it was Zamalek of Egypt. Yes, they did defeat Petro by 18 points, I believe, Prince. Is that correct? 89-71.
Yes, 89-71. And that was a really good Zamalek team. You know, they had... what's the name of? I'm forgetting his name, but he's not on the team anymore.
Oh, Walter Hodge. Walter Hodge.
The guy, Walter Hodge. Goodness me, the American really played well in that game. And, you know, they managed to beat Petro de Luanda and, you know, knock them out of the competition. But this is a different Petro side, Sunny. This is a totally different Petro side, considering the fact that they're backing it physically. Really great, you know, their length and their attack. They have a great team chemistry compared to what, I mean, last year they were still a well-oiled machine, but this time around, I don't know, I would call them software, actually, well-oiled software, if there's anything like that. You know, their talent and energy is actually unmatched. And so Zamalek has work in their hands, considering the fact that they've had some changes. I mean, they've brought in some key players, but Petro de Luanda has maintained the same players and even added incredible talent, you know, from Cape Verde and stuff like that. So this really should be one of those matches that if you blink, you miss the link.
Well, I don't want to blink too much when it comes to that first game on Friday, Prince. Pretty excellent game by both teams. The Cape Town Tigers defeated Cobra Sport 83-79 by 4 points. And it does seem like the Tigers are through to the playoffs next month in Kigali. Your thoughts on that opening encounter on Friday in Cairo, Prince?
That was quite a mouth-watering clash, Sunny. You know, I had actually, I think, you know, in my own mind, I had predicted that possibly Tigers would actually walk away with a win in this match, because I saw a resurgent Tigers team, you know, when they last played, I think it was FAP, the cold-blooded Evan Gianpaolo hit a three-pointer in what seemed unlikely, like an unlikely comeback, you know, which turned out to be a historic first win for the Cape Town Tigers, you know, in the Nile Conference against FAP. Really fantastic. And so from that point in time, I told myself, this is a team that looks a bit different. And I could see it when they faced Zamalek in that first half. You know, they could have beaten Zamalek easily in that game if they didn't have, like, foul troubles and stuff. But then again, this is a resurgent Cape Town Tigers team. They are looking, they keep on improving every time. They seem to have gotten their groove back, you know, mastered a couple of things. You know, they get experience as they go. And such is always a dangerous team for sure. And as you can see, even in their scoring, Peter Prince Lou actually misfired in the last game. He came back with 14 points in this one, which, you know, shows improvement. Gena Pamo, you know, scored 19 points. He's been consistent for this. I have to give him credit for that. Artis, you know, came out big time. Jamel Artis with 16 points. Billy Preston has to be the man of the match for me. You know, came out big time with 23 points. But at the same time, Sunny, I got to give kudos to, you know, Cape Town and to Cobra Sports. You know, they played their hearts out. Really young and incredibly talented team. I like their physicality. They give it their all. Mayan Key, once again, being so consistent and, you know, using his experience in Australian basketball, American basketball, having played for LSU, you know, came out with 22 points. Weck, you know, had 17 points. Paddy at 1, 14, Harrington 10. And so we see four players in double figures as far as that particular match is concerned. Really great. But one thing that should worry Cape Town Tigers, Sunny, is Kabongo. He actually fouled out again in this match. You'll recall
yes,
the first match.
Yes.
He sat out for the longest time, you know, in the first match. And the second match, he was fouled out. He's again been fouled out in this match. That should be an issue that they should consider, you know, working on as, you know, this tournament progresses, Sunny.
Prince, another Cobra Sport player who fouled out, their American center, Leon Hampton, near the end of the game. And after he fouled out, they brought in their 15-year-old NBA Academy Ball Elevate prospect, Kamen Malawach. And Malawach, I was just so impressed with him, Prince. He scored a basket near the end of the game. He caused problems for Prince Lou in the paint. In fact, I think he blocked a shot by Prince Lou in the second half. So I think he's really a player to watch for that Cobra Sport team. And he can only get better at the age of 15.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You know, he's one of those young players to watch out for. He played really well. Incredible. You know, I mean, is he a 7-footer?
He is. He's 7 feet tall.
If he's 7 feet tall and he's only 15 years old, my goodness, is he going to be 7'6"? Or, you know, he's still growing. And that is one talent to watch out for. I tell every listener today, you know, to write that name in their diaries or wherever, 5 years from now, or maybe even less, you know, they should come back and check where they wrote, because they will add another CV onto that name. It's either he's going to be in the NBA, or it's either he's really going to be terrific, an African ambassador as far as basketball is concerned. He reminds me, you know, kind of, you know, Joel Embiid, you know, being in Cameroon and just trying to, you know, blend and play basketball just for fun and stuff, and found his way all the way to the United States of America. So this is actually a fantastic talent. And I like the way they're integrating the old experienced players with, you know, young players like this, and these young players having, you know, to showcase, you know, their talents and skills and stuff like that. Such a fantastic thing. And yes, these NBA Elevate players, all of them actually have a great future, Sunny.
Prince, watching his players warm up right now in Cairo is the American head coach of Zamalek, Will Voigt. And he's got his arms crossed and checking out whether those shots are going in, and he's checking the players' form. But Voigt also knows that Petro de Luanda team very well, Prince, in that he coached the Angolan national team for 3 years before taking over at Zamalek. So I would think he knows a lot of their strategy heading into this game at the top of the hour.
Yeah, maybe not. Things change. And yeah, but of course, he basically has a clear view or clear sense of, you know, the team if he spent enormous time coaching them. And, you know, he's also bringing experience from, you know, here in the United States where he's coached. He's been an intern, actually, with LA Clippers and, you know, has been the video coordinator for the San Antonio Spurs. You know, he's also been at Texas, University of Texas assistant manager. And so he knows his stuff. You know, he's super experienced, has been the head coach and led the Nigerian team to its first ever FroBasket title in 2015, you know, where they defeated Gezu Angola in that particular game. And so he has plenty of experience and, you know, it's really going to show. Watch those substitution patterns in this particular match. But at the same time, he's facing another really incredibly talented, you know, machine, well, all machine or software in the name of, you know, Petro. But this is a fantastic clash that, you know, no one would want to miss this particular match. They better tune in to Voice of America and be bringing it to them in all different languages, right?
That's correct. We do. We are broadcasting in Portuguese, in French, in English, and I'll be watching Ike Diagu for sure tonight, Prince. Another player I like for Zamalek is Anas Mahmoud, the 2021 Defensive Player of the Year in the inaugural ball season. What about for Petro de Luanda, Prince? Who are some of the players you'll be watching?
Oh, for Petro de Luanda, goodness me, I'm going to be watching everyone. But, you know, I first of all have to give it up for this man, Yan Pedro. Fantastic rebounder. At the same time, he's really good as far as, you know, the defense is concerned. He protects the perimeter really well. It's just so hard to be, you know, this defensive, you know, Petro team. At the same time, I'm going to be watching out for Olympia Cipriano, who, you know, is really experienced, has been in this game for a long time. Yannick Moreira's scoring ability also, you know, he's a fantastic player who gives it his all, you know, driving layups, skyhook shots and dunks and, you know, watch out for many dunks in this game, great communication and stuff. But yes, I mean, the team chemistry that these guys bring, they play as a team, and I think it's fair to say I'm just going to be watching the whole team, not just individual players for sure.
And speaking of dunks, Prince, before we wrap up our pregame show, I would like to give a shout out for one of the players on Cobra Sport who our friend Mukbil Yabaro really enjoys watching, Pattiette Wang. And Mukbil talked about Wang with the bang for his three-point shooting ability, but Wang had one dunk against the Cape Town Tigers earlier Friday, Prince. One of the most explosive dunks I've seen so far in this competition. And immediately when that shot went down, I could only say Wang with a big bang for sure. So we'll. I hope we see some plays like that coming up at the top of the hour. Once again, Zamalek, the defending Basketball Africa League champion, a clash of the titans going up against Petro de Luanda, one of the African powers in basketball over the years. Both teams are unbeaten. And both teams almost certainly will be seeing next month in the Basketball Africa League playoffs. Wouldn't you say so, Prince?
I agree with you. Talented players. Watch out for DJ Strawberry. Watch out for Edgar Sosa and, you know, Anas Mahmoud and Ike Diogo. Fantastic players for Zamalek.
Well, that's about all the time we have on our pregame show. Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of America. Keep it locked right here. Zamalek versus Petro coming up at 2100 GMT. Thanks to my producer this evening, downtown Daniel Brown. Thanks also to my engineer, Nick Ivanov. That's all from me, Sonny Young. Please stay tuned. Prince Nesta and I will be back at halftime. That's all for now. Some exciting basketball coming up in Cairo.
very warm welcome to you. Thank you for joining us here at the Dr. Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall. Well, it's the battle of the bigs. Everybody knows that Zamalek are giants from Egypt, and everybody knows that Petro de Luanda are giants from Angola. Two of the 12 teams that are battling it out in Africa, right across the continent, in 12 different countries for place in the quarterfinals in Kigali. Well, as you can see, the Cape Town Tigers roaring up the rankings with their second win in four. To the top they go, Cobra Sport. Well, they're there with one win, of course. Petro Luanda Zamalek with the two wins out of two, which puts them in a very good position. You can basically say that they're pretty much guaranteed a place in Kigali. We know that. This is for bragging rights and for positions, of course. And that means that, well, my man, Quinton Denison, will tell us all about that and all of the permutations. How are you doing, Mr. Permutations?
Well, thank you very much, Robbie. Let's permutate the starting five quickly. Moreira, Temdao, Moraes, Gonsalves, and Gaku. Same starting lineup for Coach Jose Neto.
Thank you very much for that starting lineup for Petro de Luanda. And our starting lineup, there he is, Jose Neto, the Brazilian man at the helm of Petro de Luanda in his second season in the BAL with the same team, looking very slick, looking very good, and looking very slick and looking very good. Over the other side of the court is our lady, Usha Kumagisha. How are you?
I'm very excited about this game. It's the biggest game of the Nile Conference and probably one of the biggest games we've seen in the BAL so far since the start last year.
The starting five for Zamalek.
Well, again, Strawberry, Sosa, Diago, Mahmoud and Salem get the start for Coach Will Voigt, and that's the same starting five that managed to pick up that big win and pick up the two wins for this great Zamalek defending champion outfit.
Oh, a familiar face, of course. We have we've got basketball royalty, haven't we? Dikembe Mutombo, of course, of the DRC, played so many seasons in the NBA, an absolute legend of the game, and obviously linking up with Mark Tatum, of course, of the NBA. And we're spoiled for choice in terms of basketball royalty here tonight.
We are spoiled for choice in terms of VIPs. It was nice that you had a chat with Yann Mahimi, you know, former French national out of Benin, and spent a multitude of time out there. And he also lent his voice and his perspective to us about, you know, what this wonderful platform, the Basketball Africa League, brings.
Absolutely. And, you know, he underlines the importance of this competition and how it is. So it's a big boys competition already, we can tell you that. We went from the Sahara Conference over from Senegal over here to Cairo, and we are getting ready for the tip-off. It's the battle of the bigs. It is Zamalek up against Petro de Luanda. We are up there, high octane, bringing it to you from this wonderful hall, and we've got lots of fans here tonight to make it a very interesting battle here. The Zamalek supporters here in their red and white. The White Knights getting behind Zamalek, ready to go. Mahmoud just gets the ball back to who he thinks is one of his players, but it's Jason Gonsalves and the lovely little floater from Yannick Moreira.
That's a matchup that we will keep an eye on. Moreira, Mahmoud, and Diogo. There's going to be a battle inside that paint, and Moreira takes the first jab.
How many battles will we have on the court tonight? There are so many things that are going to take place. We saw it earlier with the Cape Town Tigers getting themselves two wins, which means that they'll be going to Kigali, which is incredible for South African basketball. And, well, Cobra Sport may have lost, but they're still in with a chance of qualifying too.
They're still not all hope lost. They have a game against FAP remaining. That should be a big one as well, and that will be a final for both of those teams.
Oh, finals all over the place. There really is. And here is the Nigerian international, Diogo, and the ball in the hands of that man. Mahmoud goes up for a second bite of the apple. The foul's been committed.
Early signs of aggression there, Mahmoud, and that's great, because now Moreira will pick up, not great for Petro de Luanda. Moreira pick up his second team foul for Petro de Luanda. Nice aggression from the Zamalek pick,
and it'll give us a chance to go across to Usha to talk about our referees, our crew tonight.
Well, the crew tonight, the chief is Stephanie Baxdale, all the way from New York. She's had 10 years of experience as a FIBA referee and an incredible experience also from NBA G League. She's joined by Mbaye Sey from Senegal, who's based in Germany, and also Amir Taboubi from Tunisia.
Thank you so much, Asha. And we're joined by these jumping fans here who are more than making the amount of noise that we expect from these home supporters here. Mahmoud going up on the free throw line, and he manages to get the first point on the scoreboard for Zamalek as Petra Luanda, coached by Jose Neto, who knows a lot about Zamalek, of course. They lost in the semi-finals last year's in the inauguration of this competition. Pinching the ball, it's a good opportunity there. Souza going up for the two, comes back off the metal, and well, that's a wonderful rebound and a sumptuous score there coming from that man, Islam Salim.
Nice score by Salim, rewarded for staying persistent. Two more to the total, first lead for Zamalek in this one.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful fullback score there coming from Abubakar Gakou, an MVP in 2021 in the Angolan League, just to give you an idea of what quality we have on the court tonight. Souza, Mahmoud, gets rid of his defender, tries to go around the outside, goes back, makes the pass, and it's a long-range three-point shot that comes back off the metal. Dundao, Moraes, opening clash for Petro, showed his three-point scoring ability, and well, the little hook over the top comes to nothing from Moreira.
A chance for Moreira to try and iso Mahmoud, and that one doesn't fall. He'll like the opportunity to keep working inside the paint.
Well, he's gone on a bit of a maneuver there to try and find a little path going through the paint, Islam Salem. He's a wily character, isn't he? But there is, he sees a little bit of a gap, tries to get past this man, knocks over Childe Dondao.
Well, we've seen both teams actually be really aggressive. They're making a couple of passes within the set, but looking to attack the rim hard, and that's why Petro pick up their third.
Yeah, with Dondao with his first, and Moreira with two. Got to be careful there. Three team fouls, of course, 7:43 left in the first quarter. Oh, Mahmoud with an air ball over the top.
Of course, Will Boyd pleading with the referees, but no touch on iron. It didn't draw iron. He's going to say it was a valid shot attempt. Sure it was, but it didn't touch the rim, so it'll have to be a shot clock reset and a shot clock violation.
But you've got to play it anyway, just in case.
You have to.
Is Dundao, wonderful player, very fast, electric fast hands, likes to steal the ball as well on occasions, Q.
Well, he already had a tournament or conference high seven steals in that game against the Tigers. He's fantastic. Just don't put the ball down in front of him.
Nice play by Moreira, getting the ball out to out wide, and a chance for them to try and drop it off the backboard. A beautiful score there from Jason Gonsalves. Mahmoud gets a good pass, tries to go up, passes the ball out to Diogu. Out wide, there's the chance for a layup. Oh, it's beautiful. And Dallas Strawberry Jr. makes his mark with his first points of the game.
Execution at the highest level. And that's just quick recognition. Carlos Moraes out on the fast break. And you see, if you sleep for a second, these teams know how to punish you.
Something that Jose Neto actually said. He said, we're going to play very, very fast. You know, the moment that we actually get the ball back and you know where it's in play, we're going to get it right up court as quickly as possible. That's their one of their many game plans, because he's quite a fine strategist coach, isn't he?
Definitely vastly experienced, and having won the 2014 FIBA Americas League Championship and also the 2014 Intercontinental Cup, he's seen a variety of FIBA competitions. He knows what it takes to win. And being on different continents, seeing this game, that's just a small little feather in his cap. This is a big one for him.
And Neto managed to study Zamalek when they played in the ICC, in the FIBA ICC, just earlier this year with their new recruits.
of course, which obviously means that they can understand exactly what's going on. He's a very studious coach, to be honest with you. They'll analyze until they fall asleep, literally.
That's the role, and that's the job. Details matter.
Mahmoud getting the ball out once again to that man Salem. Back to Mahmoud. Souza picks it up. Well, the ball comes out. Look at that. Oh, my words. And was there a trip there coming in from that man Gakou? That's the question that we'll call.
They will call the foul, the infringement. That you can call it a foot foul there. Gakou just spread out a little too wide. And that's the fourth team foul on Petro.
And here is Diogo trying to get past his man. The Nigerian passes the ball back to Sosa. Sosa up against Johnny Petro's. Come on, Mahmoud. Mahmoud in the paint. And that will be another foul for Petro. And he's just manoeuvred himself into the position, Carlos Moraes, to pick up that fifth foul for Petro de Luanda.
That's excellent pass by Sosa out of the double team. The rotation comes late from Moraes. He's just half a second late. He was mismatched anyway, so the fouling is probably his best option.
And you were right about the fourth foul earlier. Kiwi just wasn't definitely come up at that time. Now we're on 5:22 left on the clock. Asha, a bit concerning, I imagine, for Coach Jose Neto.
Coach Jose Neto and the rest of the Petro de Luanda players are quite confused on the bench because of the margin of those fouls. It's too early in the game to have five team fouls, and Zamalek will be looking to punish them there.
Thank you, Asha. They did. Jose Neto did say we're going to go straight through the middle. Well, they're going straight through the middle, but they have to be a little bit more disciplined and try and avoid as much contact as they have. I'm talking about defence as well. So they've got to be really, really careful here. There's a big long shot coming up from the left-hand side. Mahmoud tries to get the rebound, and he successfully does. As Souza eyes up, picks out that man, Strawberry Jr., and out wide to Salem. Salem going through the paint. That is beautiful, but he can't drain the shot. And he goes flying off. They get the ball back. Souza. And his attempt to try and get the points. So that's two chances, but unsuccessful. Gonsalves takes the ball out, comes out wide. Well, it's not a great pass, is it? And it's been defended well. Oh, my word. Dundar, look how quick he is. Foul committed there by Strawberry Jr.
Well, that passage of play, just all defense-driven. We saw lots of theft, lots of hard work, lots of hustle, and both these coaches got to be really happy with what they're seeing from the teams defensively. That foul coming off another Dundar steal. And you just got to praise the defense that we've seen. Strawberry picks up the foul.
He goes straight to the free throw line.
Intentional, because he had a clear path to the basket, stuck in the fast break, so he'll take two, and it will be Petro basketball.
Well, looking at Shilde Dudao, he's established himself as one of the best defenders at the BAL. He's grown by leaps and bounds, and is showing that quality tonight. He got his national team debut from Will Voigt, who's coaching Zamalek tonight, so they know each other quite a bit well.
But right now, Dundao averaging five steals a game.
That's not bad, is it? That's a lot of stealing. It's a lot of thievery. We like the way that he plays. He is just so quick. I think that, you know, when you look at the lightning hands and the way that he manages to see an opportunity and seize an opportunity, puts him very much in a very special category.
That five steals a game is astonishing. And like I said, don't put the ball down in front of him too comfortably. You might lose it.
Look, with 4 minutes and 20 in, and we've only got 17 points on the scoreboard, which basically tells you a little bit of how the game's going to be played. It's going to be fiercely defended throughout.
These are two of the best teams in the competition, and they their systems, their players, their matchups are the reason why we all tuned in.
And the 23-year-old Dundao gets the ball out. It's been dropped in there by Moraes, but he can't sink it. Dundao, loads of time. And a beautiful three there for the playmaker.
Loads of time, loads of space, and Dundao knows what to do with it when given that amount of time and space.
McKinney coming on and making his mark. gets the ball out wide. That's a lovely little layup, and it's dropped in as well. Beautiful score from Omar Hasan. Originally from Giza, just around the corner. Of course, Giza, we know that he grew up right next to the pyramids, looking out of his back window.
Right next to the pyramid.
He saw dynasties grow. Sorry. Well, look at that for defensive play. A strong play, what that was by Ike Diogo. 4:45 left on the clock in the first quarter, and it's Zamalek.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first quarter, Petro de Luanda leads Zamalek 14-8. I'm joined by Prince Nesta. Prince, I can honestly say this is the loudest crowd I've heard during the tournament.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. You gotta love the energy in the crowd, Sonny. But do you think, will it be a blessing or a curse for the home side, Zamalek?
You know, that's a great question, Prince. I thought they would be feeding off the crowd, which is chanting and singing. But right now, Petro seems to be weathering that storm of emotion coming from the stands.
Absolutely. It's a really fast-paced match. You know, no room for mistakes. Very aggressive teams and both paint, you know, both sides. Wonderful baskets are being made fast and furious. What an occasion, Sonny. What a moment for African basketball. Really beautiful to watch.
Right now, with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first quarter, Petro de Luanda leads Zamalek 14-8. Any particular player standing out for you right now, Prince?
Absolutely, yes. Dundao, you know, the young guy, really the shortest man on the court, actually. You know, he's had a steal and he's playing really well, had assists, shooting three-point plays. And, of course, both defenses are really playing well. And I like the unselfish passing from both teams, Sonny.
I like Dundao. He's been very effective. Let's go back to the action now in Cairo.
And they're in the right place, just like we are. Childe Dundao, the man with 5 points, and one steal already. That steal, there'll be a few more of those before the end of the night, I'm sure.
Highly likely that that's going to happen. 14 points for Petro. Zamalek need a score on this possession out of the timeout.
And Zamalek, well, I guess McKinney going through. He likes to drop it over the top. Very soft hands, beautiful hands. Soft hands, Usher. What do you think?
Well, Will Voigt just talked about going through the middle, and it just worked for them on that ball possession. They need to keep doing that and be consistent to cut down on this six-point deficit.
Thank you, Usher. McKinney around the outside. Out to Hasan. He's not afraid to really go and attack the paint and drive through the middle. Diogo, 18 points only in the second half in their last outing for Zamalek. Really, really impressive. Didn't score any points in the first half, the Nigerian international.
But he also leads Zamalek in points production, points per game, 16 and a half so far for the Egyptian Giants.
Both teams fiercely defending the boards, of course, and not allowing their opponents to pick up the rebound. McKinney knocks over Dundao, and there is a foul, and it's
a sportsman.
Exactly, and it's the third foul, of course, the third team foul, but it means we'll go straight up to the free throw line.
Once again, an unsportsmanlike foul, so two shots plus the possession. McKinney's just come in. He's had an impact on the offensive end, but now he gets welcome to that man, Childe Dundao. The chance for Petro to continue to build on this lead. They will grind out defensively, keep applying the pressure, keep seeing if they can force turnovers and get those points in transition.
There's Will Voigt, who's the 46-year-old from Vermont, who's running the show. Of course, started off as a video analyst for the Spurs. And, of course, you can imagine you know, how things go on from there. He got himself in and managed to... But he was very smart, and look where he is now.
A journeyman, even on the continent. You know, led Nigeria to their first African championship, and also spent some time in Angola. He's coached in multiple African championships, and here he is leading at the helm of this Basketball Africa League.
And he comes from the same town, Cabot, as Zira Kolben, 19th century child prodigy in mathematics, known as a mental calculator, a little bit like UQ. You do your calculations, I you know exactly what's going on.
I knew there was an angle.
Of course. We don't need the abacus anymore. No, no, no. We just got Q's brain. ...10-17, Zamalek trailing by seven. Home fans not truly appreciative of that scoreline, but they know that this is going to be a long, drawn-out battle between the two giants of the Nile Conference. Two teams who got to the semi-finals, one that went into the final and all the way, of course, winning the inauguration competition. Long-range shot. And there's the Johnny Pedro with the rebound, but it won't count.
That's the same scenario we saw happen earlier on the Zamalek side. The shot goes up, goes on the other side of the room, doesn't go high, and we'll get the shot clock violation. Cipriano was forced into a tough shot. The shot clock winding down, and that time, poor position as far as Pedro are concerned.
And, like Diogu was one of the Nigerians in that team that won the AfroBasket in 2015. And they're beating Angola, of course. Is all nicely done by Mahmoud, but he can't find his score. And the foul has been committed by Mahmoud. And he just lashed out a little bit immediately afterwards. The contact's been made. Listen.
Looks like he just got a finger in the eye trying to rescue the situation after missing the point-blank attempt. Kaku goes away, clears out with his offhand. Not intentional, just a natural movement, and catches Mahmoud awkwardly.
And as I was saying, they beat Angola to qualify for the Rio Olympics in 2016, but you can just understand there's little battles within, you know, the bigger battle that's taking place here. And of course, our winner of the ICC with Flamengo, Jose Neto, in the past. And of course, the Zamalek losing in the semi-finals and in the ICC against Burgos. Flamengo, the eventual winners.
That was a great experience for Zamalek. First time an African team has been in the ICC tournament. So they carry the mantle, and they got first-hand experience with a Spanish team, a team from the continent, and Lakeland Magic out of the United States.
They played in the third-place playoff, didn't they? And they lost that one as well, in fact, Zamalek.
Yeah, that was
the experience.
That was the loss to Lakeland Magic. I mean, when I say continent, I mean the South American continent.
Dundau, he spent a lot of time on the free throw line, and he's back again, 2:45 left on the clock. We're five fouls each, so of course this is going to be a constant scenario going into the break at the end of the first quarter. If fouls occur.
Dundau, 6 points, and he's been made to earn them, most of them from the free throw line.
He's a pure product of Petro, isn't he, Dundau? Hence the reason why he's worked really hard to get himself as a starting, one of the starting fives.
Been with them since 2016 and came up in the Angolan youth system and continues to just pay dividends.
Well, that's a good rebound, isn't it? Mahmoud got himself right in the position, was waiting, and then he pounced, putting two on the scoreboard. Tony Pedro. Cipriano's come on as well, 39 years of age. A ring shot coming in from Cipriano. Definitely knows how to score those. Here's Rana getting the ball out to Dundau. Shot clock down to 5 seconds, need to go up, and it's not going to drop this time. And there is another foul that's been committed. And let's... It's Omar Hisham who's just trying to understand exactly what went on there.
The foul has been called on Sosa.
I was about to say the Sosa picking up the foul, and just a little push in the back is what the referee interprets, and so it's going to send Moraes to the free throw line.
Carlos Moraes.
Portuguese League All-Star in 17-18, also Cup winner and MVP in 2017, amongst his very, very illustrious and coloured career.
Very strong, very good shooter, isn't he? Moraes, but not as good as this man. Sosa, on this occasion, gets a beautiful triple there from down the left side. Is Cipriano driving into the paint. Oh, it's a beautiful score. He was off balance and he still managed to get it up in the air and bring it down to put the points on the board.
Talk about decorated players. Cipriano as well. They're getting his first two in an emphatic fashion.
There's some fine scores here. And this man, Edgar Sosa, showing us what he's capable of doing.
Sosa was one of the chief architects in that win over the Cape Town Tigers when Zamalek dominated the second half. He was great as well.
Johnny Pedro unable to take that out of the sky. It's Mahmoud who takes the ball up. It's a good moment. This is for Kijo with the dunk. The pass from Mahmoud. It works well. And it's 19 points to 22.
It is a technical foul, obviously, on Kijo for hanging on the rim.
We've seen it called consistently, but great pass is an underrated aspect of Mahmoud's game. And just a little bit too long on the hanging in the air. You talk about the 45-degree angle.
And gentlemen, there's also been a technical foul on coach Will Voigt of Zamalek for contesting that technical foul. And Stephanie Baxdale will not have it today.
No, she's standing up for this. And, you know, she's a wonderful, wonderful referee. And she knows what she's doing. Will Voigt needs to understand that, you know, these are the rules here. This is how it is.
Yeah, probably won't please a lot of the players just being on the court and working hard for that dunk. I tell you, Robbie, you work hard for that dunk and that moment of showmanship.
Well, when I was doing the reverse dunk, you know, and I tore my three ligaments on just when I came down on your foot just a few weeks ago. I can tell you know, I know exactly what you're saying. You put in so much work, don't you, Usher? You know, for nothing.
Well, he needs to convert on that one.
A lot of pressure. And you can feel that, obviously, the Zamalek supporters will be making the noise and trying to raise the roof here on home court.
One of two for Moraes, and it's going to be Petro Basketball.
4-point difference now between Zamalek and Petro. Petro just with their finger on the pulse. Johnny Petro takes a long pass. The ball comes back out. It's a long-range shot, and from that man, Cipriano, back off the metal. Well, we're going to go back up the other end now, aren't we?
Bando picks up that foul. They are borderline not allowing too much contact. In a game of this magnitude, it can get physical really quickly. So the amount of niggle that gets allowed in and a situation like that, and that's Bando just trying to wrestle it away from Kitchu to the free throw line. But yeah, the referees are going to force the players to adapt to their style and try and reduce physicality. It's probably one of the tools that they use.
I think that, you know, all of the referees have understood that this is going to be one almighty matchup. We called it the Battle of the Bigs, and we know why it's called a Battle of the Bigs. When giants collide, we know that plate tectonics shift, and that's exactly what we're seeing here tonight.
They also say the ground suffers.
Oh, there's a lot of suffering today. The earthworms are complaining. Petro, the lead by three, and we're into the last 45 seconds. Shot clock down to eight. Petro in possession here as they try and find a three-pointer. Comes back off the middle. Petro back out once again. Moraes, and this time Kitu does really, really well and steals the ball back. Mahmoud, and it's Sosa. Mahmoud unable to keep possession. They lose possession with 21.6 seconds left on the clock.
Sosa should have gone up for the shot on that one. looked for the extra pass to Mahmoud, but had the time and space, and it might not come back his way again, so he's got to really do a wrong decision on that possession, that's all.
There they are, picking the ball up once again. Gerson Domingos, 25 years of age, from Angola, dropping it into the hands of Moraes. Got a play from Cape Verde on the bench, of course, Anderson Correa, who will come on a little bit later on, I'm sure. He really is a fine dunker of the ball. And look at that. Zamalek happy with the battle. And 3.5 seconds left on the clock, and they're unable to drain the points there.
A very rare mistake, I think, from Cipriano, who's been given the basketball throughout his career, down especially the last possession of quarters, halves, and even games. So don't often see that at all from the Angolan legend.
Jose Neto just blocking Kiju, so he couldn't get the ball and play it quickly, which is a nice little manoeuvre. Had to wait. Here's McKinney getting the ball out wide, and there's a chance for a drop in, and that's another foul. And Zamalek, well, they're just they're chewing away and making it quite complicated. Let's have a look at how many fouls we've got for Petro.
Well, the foul count has definitely been one of the narratives. That's a nice pass off. Correa just loses his fitting and commits the foul.
And it is that man, Anderson Correa, the Cape Verde player, who picks up the...
Well, gentlemen, just to quickly give you an update, Stephanie Baxdale is checking to see if it was two or three shots.
Thank you, Usher. Interesting to see who committed the foul as well, because it was Correa who actually went into that, but he slipped. But he's the foul hasn't gone up just yet, but I'm sure that once we assess the situation, it'll get resolved, obviously.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get the foul. It will be input. They just need to be sure whether it's two or three. And the player's standing around just trying to figure out, and you can just see the tension and feel it. You know, the child's eyes never lie.
Oh, he's just having it. He's loving it, isn't he? I mean, you know, this is a big event, of course. You know, he's up after his bedtime, so, I mean, yeah, which is fine, because he's watching Zamalek and Petro Luanda and enjoying the Basketball Africa League. So it's okay. Well, let's have a look at the slip.
Yeah, it's definitely three. He was way behind the line, and I think they're also going to ascertain if the foul call came in just before the quarter was called. Almost clear as day from there that it was a legitimate three-point shot at him. And instant replay system being triggered here by Stephanie Barksdale. Just going back again to make sure that, one, it was a three-pointer, and two, the foul was called in time.
And this is how meticulous they are, you know, and this is how meticulous they need to be, just to make sure that consistency flows from tip-off to final buzzer.
It might seem a little bit dramatic to viewers at home, but it's very important. These details matter, especially in a game where you have two teams that are so well-matched. It's going to come down to possessions, and this one will be one of them. They've got to get it right.
I think they're looking at contact here. They're trying to understand the contact. Let's have a look at the contact.
I think the time contact, there's a lot to consider. This might give us the best view.
Wow, that's really close, isn't it? Fingertips and zero.
This interpretation, I believe, is going to be very, very interesting.
Just look at the clock. Look at the clock. And look at the fingertips. There you go. 3, 2, 1.
He doesn't get it off in time.
He
doesn't get it off in time.
So that won't be.
I think we're going to get...
It's a very good call for her to go and just check. Yeah, there you go.
No,
That's it's the end of the first quarter. That's it.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, after one quarter of action, Petro de Luanda leads Zamalek 23-20. I'm joined by Prince Nesta. Prince, kind of a delay at the end of the first quarter, trying to determine whether the Zamalek player got the shot off, but they did rule against Zamalek, and they'll have to, the first quarter, very competitive.
Absolutely. Very, very competitive. You know, this one looks like he's going to go down to the wire. And, you know, it's a fast pace, you know, very, both teams are very aggressive. At the same time, you know, you see like the offensive plays are really being well executed, especially on the part of, you know, both Zamalek and Petro, you know. But, you know, the better team that has the best defense might win this particular match, plus three-point shootings. And that's why I'm seeing a lot of, you know, players from both ends trying to shoot those 3 points, because 3 points win games.
You mentioned Dundau earlier, Prince, the point guard for Petro de Luanda. He leads all scorers with 7 points in the first quarter. And one of the guards for Zamalek, Edgar Sosa, he did some nice things, had a three-pointer as well as a two-point basket. And he is Zamalek's high scorer right now with 5 points. So Sosa and Dundau, really kind of the engines in the first quarter, Prince.
I totally agree with you, and there's the guards, you know. And for those guards to get, like, you know, a chance to shoot, basically it means that there are some things that have been well executed, especially when it comes to, you know, mismatches and, you know, players basically giving them opportunities, and selfish passing is also one of those. And so, really, I feel like on this one, Sunny, the team with the better defense, as well as a productive bench, because, you know, you can see a lot of substitutions going on back and forth. They want to maintain that fast and furious play. The team with the better productive defense, a bench, that is going to win this particular match, Sonny.
Let's go back to the action in Cairo. 23-20 in favor of Petro de Luanda.
Continue to build their dynasty up against the Angolan giants of Petro de Luanda at the moment. 20-23 Q, and a lot of basketball to be played and a lot at stake. And oh, that's a beautiful score from Sosa. Sosa standing out from the crowd already.
Sosa just building on his last performance. He's playing with a lot more confidence, and up to 7 points. He is lethal inside and outside, and just a pleasure to watch at times.
That's just been dropped in perfectly, and that is going to drop as well. That is a great, great score. And you can just see how dangerous he is, Abubakar Gakou.
Great work on the interior. Nice pass by Moreira. That ball almost knocked away. Sosa looking a little bit irate.
Wonder the foul call. We're going to go to Usher now, just to see if she managed... Did you manage to pick up any information from your little spying campaign?
Well, yes, Coach Giozanetto emphasizing that they need to play better defense without fouling necessary, because they had five team fouls early on in that first quarter.
Yeah, exactly. Any coach who doesn't talk about defense right from the very start, if they're conceding points, and well, they need to really just step it up a bit.
They do catch you called for... offensive foul and illegal screen. And there's just so much action happening on and off the basketball. That easily could have been a foul on or four against McKinney, or on McKinney while he was trying to get to the rim.
22-25. Ball picked up there by Gerson Domingos. Using Moreira back out to Gakou. Here's Domingos. And being marked very tightly by Diogo, trying to find a little bit of space. Goes around the outside, it comes in, it's just off range, off the backboard. There's two players who hit the deck at the same time, but I think they just fell into each other. It's the big man, Gakou, and Omar Hisham. McKinney, very wily player, isn't he? Ball comes out, Diogo, oh, it's a beautiful score! A triple from the Nigerian! Oh, and they've just managed to get the ball back, excellent opportunity for Sosa as well! And as you can see, it's 28-25, and I think that a timeout's been called.
What a great moment for Zamalek as they come roaring back, take another lead. It's a fourth lead change that we've seen, and they are up by three.
We're going to
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Zamalek taking control early in the second quarter. They lead 28-25 over Petro de Luanda. Prince Nesta, our friend Ike Diagu, gets on the scoreboard with a three-pointer. Another three-pointer by Zamalek, and they have the lead.
Big-time deal. Just a second can prove to be a difference, you know, and that's what happened. Diagu comes in, and boom, all of a sudden, Zamalek is up and running and alive and kicking.
Yeah, they needed those shots. I think they're trying to feed off the crowd, Prince.
Absolutely. You know, the presence of Diagu, and, you know, once with this crowd, you just need one three-point play or maybe a dunk, and, you know, the crowd basically will cheer you and give you, you know, much more energy. And so they need it. They need to keep that going.
And our listeners in Nigeria, that was the first shot attempt by Ike Diagu in the game. Nothing but net. Once again, Zamalek leads Petro de Luanda 28-25. Let's go back to the action in Cairo.
Welcome back to Cairo here for this. It's a pulsating encounter between Zamalek and Petro de Luanda. A double three-pointer. The Nigerian out wide, Diagu. And then afterwards we see this from Sosa. Back-to-back threes, big scores, and a big statement made by Zamalek, who move ahead by three.
The two leading scorers doing the work that they are here to do. Ike Diagu, 17 and a half a game, 16 from Sosa. And they've also been leading the team from the three-point line.
Turning things around. Sosa going on a drive. He loves to lift the ball up. It hits the metal, comes back out. It's been picked up, and it's a good, quick transition move. Oh, he's been unable to get it in. They get another chance. And finally, it's been landed, and a perfect score there from Yannick Moreira, who gets, I think it's his second score. Yep, 4 points now.
4 points for him. He had two early fouls. He's back on the floor to just see if he can help with the size and length inside the paint.
He's not afraid of charging through the paint, is he, Q?
Not at all. That they've been aggressive from the word go. This Zamalek up and Moraes.
It's a fantastic score as well. Carlos Moraes played some basketball in Portugal with Benfica, of course. And we've got another timeout. And 28-29, Petro de Luanda just ahead. But you can understand that there's so much at stake in this. It'll be about positions in Kigali, who plays who, but also bragging rights here in Cairo.
Well, defending champions on their home floor, I don't think there's any thoughts of any losses whatsoever in front of your home crowd. Got to come away with the win. Petro want to make a statement. They lost out last year, third place, and they believe that they are one of the best teams in this competition. No better way to make a statement than to pick up a win against the defending champions on their home floor.
Yeah, they'll be very, very hungry to try and get the win out here. Of course, the top four teams from the Nile Conference qualify for Kigali. The finals will take place in Rwanda between the 20th and the 28th. It's going to be incredible. We already have the four teams that have managed to qualify from the Sahara Conference, as we see Sosa's three-pointer. Sumptuous score, it really was. And I think that's Coach Neto kind of asking for a little bit of a timeout, I think.
Politely, so just looking to try and get a break and play.
Hey, and this man, I tell you, it's Shika Bala. Shika Bala is one of the centre forwards for Zamalek, the White Knights, the football team, the soccer team, and he's an absolute legend in these parts. Not for Al Ahly, of course, the arch rivals, but for Zamalek, who obviously are both from Cairo. A lot of rivalry between those two teams, not just in football, but obviously in basketball and volleyball, every single sport, you know, darts, whatever. There's a lot of rivalry.
Well, these two teams, Robbie, are also great sporting clubs. They have a variety of sports that they develop, and they are great at on the continent, and soccer or football just happens to be one of them.
Absolutely. Well, we're back on court, and we're back in business as they go in search of more points. Mahmoud back on court and gets the ball to Sosa. It was a bit of a fumble there, Dundau. And he'll always get himself involved. But, Gerson Dominguez.
A little smile on the face of Dominguez out of that tussle. It's masterful. And it just gets a hand on, and Sosa and Dominguez get tangled up. A little show of aggression, but then a little smile after Moreira calling for the intentional foul. The referees know that these vastly experienced veterans will extract any moments that they can.
It falls on deaf ears, doesn't it, at the end of the day? It is what it is. Is Moreira just finding a little bit of space? Is he going to go up for the three? Diogo keeping an eye on him, checking him out, making sure he doesn't get past. He's a big, big guy as well, the Nigerian. And now they've just blocked out the light. The ball comes out wide. It's a big long-range shot, but it comes off the metal. The tip-in's good. And that's a big score from Gakou. Gakou enjoying that special moment. He'll increase his tally up to 6 points now.
Both teams have... There's just so much passion and intensity on the floor. Gakou tips that in, and he lets his opponents know that he's here to play.
I don't think I've ever seen Jose Neto more animated than I have done since the start of this competition. Let's just listen to him. He's throwing out the advice, getting them to work their tactics, of course, and trying to steal the ball. And you can see him, he's flinging down his arms as they commit the foul there, of course, and the hand goes up. Gerson Dominguez at fault.
First foul, Dominguez, first petrol foul in the second quarter.
Well, obviously frustration for Jose Noto. He's talked about how much it's taken him for the players to understand his philosophy in the last 11 months since the last season of the BAL. This is quite the test. This is the biggest test that he has faced since then.
That is, you're absolutely right, Asher, and you know, you can sense it, can't you? You can feel just the energy and what he wants his players to do. And he's trying to explain. He's obviously been working really hard to break down, analyse Zamalek. Very strong team, good bench, well-organised unit. But at the moment, they're kind of giving away a few too many points and giving the ball away and not keeping hold of it.
You talk about tectonic plates. Tectonic plates don't move much, so we're not expecting a large score margin. These two teams are going to be going at it.
But when they do, volcanoes erupt, Q. But it hasn't not happened just yet. 29-31, 2 points. And, of course, the foul count, 3 for Zamalek, just the 1 for Petro de Luanda. Body language is really, really interesting tonight. Here is Dominguez. Dominguez gets a little bit of space. His three-pointer doesn't sink. Comes back out. Moraes with a long-range three. And it's, again, off the metal. Made safe by that man, Eslam Salem.
Second chance. Opportunity doesn't go down. Moraes got the kind of look he normally knocks down. Wouldn't fall. Diogo picking up a contact call.
And just look at him, just getting in the way. There's a bit of contact with the feet, I think. Is that what we're seeing here?
Moraes and Diogo.
Yeah, there they are. Look, there's no love lost between those two at the moment.
Two different size frames inside the paint. Diogo, tough cover.
Big man, isn't he? And, of course, they've got Dundao, who's come back on. But look at this. Oh, it goes a good use of the left hand and the left arm by Moraes to drop in the two.
10 points for Carlos Moraes. First petrol player into double digits.
Here they are pushing forward. And of course, this is going to be important. Farag comes on, gets the ball out. A bit of a drive, just running into no man's land and just colliding Strawberry Jr. He's been pretty low-key so far, isn't he, Q?
Hasn't seen enough court time. He's been used sparingly so far by Coach Will Voigt.
Yeah, and I think that he'll probably want to make his mark. We know how much of a big impact player he is and what he's capable of doing.
It's a good stage and a good time for Strawberry Jr. to remind everybody about his game.
And there is Strawberry Jr. on the ball here and up against Dundao. Watch out for the lightning hands that just dart out and pitch the ball. There's Strawberry Jr. We talked about him making his mark, and he now makes it 31-33 with a beautiful score there for Zamalek. Gonsalves out to Moraes. Moraes, little standoff, mid-range jumper, back off the metal, and Zamalek will get possession.
Interesting watching how the refs are going to try and control the physicality inside the paint. There's, every time a shot goes up, there's a battle royal for position, first of all, and then just the amount of pushing, wrestling that occurs, and sometimes the referees are happy to allow it, sometimes they're not. They've been blowing it really tight now.
And talking about that, Leonel Paulo has just been introduced into this game, replacing Gaku, who has two fouls.
Yeah, and he's 35 years of age, so lots of experience on court now. That is a wonderful try. That is a brilliant score. It means so much, and it was so important. Daryl Strawberry Jr. doing the damage.
6 points for Strawberry. They keep attacking the paint relentlessly.
Oh, that's a good score as well, coming in from Yannick Moreira, starting five, of course, just knocking Johnny Pedro to the bench since the start of this second season of the Basketball Africa League.
He has a little bit more size and a little bit more experience, Moreira.
Oh, Mahmoud! Look at that from Paolo.
They're going to call that a goaltend, but I really like to help
take
defense
a look at that
there
again
by Paolo. Mahmoud turns onto the left shoulder. There's a case for it.
It looked like it was on its
downward path. Fair enough. Referees get it right.
Yeah, I think it just marginally.
Marginally on its downward path
there
to
we go.
The bucket.
It's all about trigonometry, isn't it, Q?
Sometimes.
Law of physics, there we go, we'll call it that. Here's Paolo, the 35-year-old with Dundao, drops the ball into the hands of that man who's Moreira. Moreira bides his time up against Mahmoud, all the strength and he is. They'll never be able to push it and get it over. It's been picked up and there's a wonderful charge, the ball comes out wide. Oh, it's a massive score! A massive score coming in from Ahmed Farag.
Farag can hit from long range, we've seen him do that more than once.
Great shot. Big drive coming in as well from Petro, but it doesn't get rebounded. But it does by one man, his name Mahmoud. Out it comes again. He can't go for another one. Surely it's an air ball over the top.
Farag, that's not a heat check. That was a shot in rhythm. Should have done a little bit better. Well, he gestured that it kind of slipped out of his hand. And this was the one that he actually made the
Stunning.
First time round.
Stunning. Makes that beautiful sound when it hits the net, you know? You just know. You know, don't you?
I don't know how we're going to hear it with all that noise in this arena.
We can. But you know, if there was silence in you, you know, doing your shooting clinic stuff, you know? I mean. Usher will tell you all about that. All about that.
I'll brief you after the game.
They'll brief us all. Into the paint, and again we can see what. Oh, that's beautiful. You know what Yannick Moreira brings to this team is quite extraordinary. You know, he's just he's walked straight into Johnny Pedro's shoes and he's playing some brilliant basketball. Well, Kingy! Oh, it's Mahmoud! Alley-oop in the house tonight.
Great play, and Mahmoud skies on the alley-oop. We've seen that play being used in the earlier game, and Mahmoud can do it just as well.
I'll pop it up in the air, and I know what I'm going to do with it. Dundao, little change. That's one wonderfully swift play, and he does draw the foul. And Mahmoud looking around, perplexed, but I'm afraid that he will pick up the foul.
It's going to be important for Zamalek that Mahmoud stays on the floor. He picks up the second foul. And really, the ball thrown up and using that whole 7 feet and his wingspan, Mahmoud bringing some joy to the home fans of the White Knights.
That is a score and a half, isn't it? Hands go up.
And I also noted that he had taken into account that he can't hang on the rim.
Well spotted, Q, because if he did, I think it would break. He's not the biggest player on the court. He's not the biggest player. Anyway, 40-37 to 16 left at this half. There's so much going on here. It really is a battle of the bigs. We expected this, Usher. And you know what? These two big basketball nations. Everybody will be watching everywhere this battle, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is the matchup that everyone has been waiting for, and it's living up to the billing.
Big time, big time. They get the ball back. Another little chance with Moraes. Moraes, Alian Sosa goes down. He gets the pass to Paolo.
McGinn, he can't believe that the foul was called. He's going to be, should be shooting to. This will be the 15th foul, so into the bonus. Go Zamalek.
There's Edgar Sousa, who is the player who just got in the way there. Third foul for McKinney. McKinney, you got the foul?
McKinney got the foul.
And it is a timeout. So we got a 2-point difference between Zamalek and Petro.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now we have just under 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Zamalek, the defending BAL champion, leads Petro de Luanda by 2 points, 40-38. Prince Nesta, this game has lived up to its top-notch billing.
Absolutely poetic stuff at this play, honestly. I mean, you get to love, you know, the attack mode that Zamalek is putting onto this game. And Petro is actually known for suffocating defenses, but looks like, you know, their defense is leaking today.
Carlos Moraes with 10 points for Petro. He's leading the scoring attack. And Sosa with 10 points for Zamalek. But, this is looks like one of those go-down-to-the-wire games, Prince.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm not lying to you, Sonny. This Petro is a different team. It's a dangerous team, and I'll talk to you about that when you come to halftime. I'll tell you.
Okay, let's go back to the action. Zamalek leads by 2 points, 40-38.
Listening into that timeout, the keyword here is yalla yalla, and in Arabic, meaning let's go, guys, let's go. The body language, the motivation is right there in the right place, and they're saying let them be consistent with what they've been doing, and they'll win this game.
4-7 field goals, and 10 points for Edgar Sosa. Standout player so far, plenty of experience in the NBA, of course, and brings all of that here to Africa, showing us what he's capable of doing.
Carlos Moraes now at the free throw line. There's so many great stories here, so many great basketball players, and they're going at each other. And this is why the Basketball Africa League is considered the premier platform on the continent.
As you can see, and with 1:55 left to play, I think that we most definitely know that this is going to go to the final buzzer. It's going to be one of those battles, and a long-range shot coming in, and it just comes back off the metal, unable to sink that. Daryl Strawberry Jr. Bundao takes the ball swiftly up court. They're into quick transition. It was something that was mentioned by Jose Neto beforehand, and yeah, he'll be playing his integral part. It's a three-point attempt that comes off the medal, defended successfully by Mahmoud.
Game of small margins. Sometimes those shots go in and give you momentum. Sometimes they just rattle out and you've got to work hard again.
Omar Hesham, he's done that before. He'll try and do that again. And the foul has been committed.
It is the fourth team foul for Petro de Luanda in this second quarter.
Yeah, they need to be careful. They need to be careful. We've got 1:15 left on the clock, but obviously 1:15, so many plays before the end of the half. It's insane, isn't it? And with the way that they're going on quick transition, we know that things can happen. So, got to be a little bit disciplined now. Petro de Luanda.
Both teams have got to be a little bit disciplined. Fouls. Coward starting to come into it, and the free throw line again going to be a factor.
Jordi Pedro on the ball being taken up by Gonsalves. Gonsalves trying to find a way, gets the pass out wide. It's a long range shot that's come off the metal, and an unsuccessful attempt to try and get 3 points. Carlos Moraes, 12 points, but field goal percentage maybe a little bit down on what it should be for the time being.
Right now he is struggling a little bit from the perimeter, looking to find his touch. It hasn't really worked out. 3 of 7 from the field for Mirage.
Sosa gets the pass out to Ahmed Mohamed. That's a big score, that is. He's the 20-year-old player, of course, one of the youngest players in the Zamalek squad. The team besides Kadim Mboup, of course, from the NBA Academy. And that's another foul, of course. You can see it done now when he goes on a bit of a charge. And it is the player who just scored, Ahmed Mohamed, who commits the foul.
He has been masterful, drawing fouls, chilled it on down. That's a mismatch. He's going to go utilize his speed, going to make a tough cover for Mohamed, and he's going to pick up the foul.
That's his fourth trip to the line in this game, and that should tell you something.
He's been 5 of 8 from the line so far.
Can we just adjust that now, please, Q?
We'll just wait for the second one.
As we go, 43-41, 30.3 seconds remaining. Omar Hisham heading to the bench for Zamalek. Ahmed Farag coming on from Alexandria in the north, just on the southeastern corner of the Mediterranean. One of many cities in Egypt, which is beautiful to visit, of course. If we get the chance to come. Oh, you got to come.
7 of 10 for Dindao, as he takes himself to 10 points.
76% for Petro Luanda, 50% for Zamalek. Trying to get a shot in, of course. Mohamed gets the ball into the hands of Mahmoud. Mahmoud, big long pass out wide. There he is once again. Mohamed trying to get his 3 points. It comes back off the metal, picked up once again. Farag out wide, and a chance to go and drive right through the middle. It does go up, and it goes in. And Sosa is showing us what he's capable of doing. A standout performance to nudge that Zamalek team. 45 points ahead. 42, Petro Luanda. And that's your half-time scores on the board. Sosa with this little replay so that we can understand just how strong and valiant he is. A white knight without any shining armor with some wonderful finishing skills.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, halftime in Cairo. The home team, the White Knights of Zamalek, lead Petro de Luanda 45-42 at halftime. I'm joined once again by Prince Nesta for some halftime analysis. Prince, Petro led by 3 points at the end of the first quarter. Zamalek leads by 3 points at halftime. And as we said, this one is nip and tuck, back and forth. A nail biter, Prince.
And so I agree with you. This one is going to be a nail biter for sure. And, you know, I promise to tell you why I think Petro is a much more dangerous team compared to, you know, their rivals, Zamalek. Although Zamalek, goodness me, they are leading the game and they're playing extremely well. But here are my reasons. You know, some of the Petro's main players are close to being in foul trouble. And they have sat out for the most, not the most part of the game, but it has destabilized their intensity a little bit. In the second half, trust me, that's going to be a much different Petro side. At the same time, if you look at the crowd, Petro are playing in enemy territory, you know, but they're still leading the game in some instances. And so this just goes on to tell you what they have. I mean, if this match was being played in Angola, trust me, that wouldn't have been the scoreline. But they're in enemy territory, but they're still dominating the game. It's like they're so comfortable. They love the crowd, so comfortable with the crowd. I have also realized, in my own opinion, that when Carlos Moraes, Gaku, you know, Jan Pedro and Goncalves and Dundao are actually in the court, in the field, Zamalek finds trouble leading the game. But as soon as some of these players go out again because of foul trouble, close to being on foul trouble and stuff like that, you see Zamalek switch and come back and win, take back the lead. And so these are factors to consider when we move on to the second half, when, you know, hopefully Petro players should stop fouling because the fouls really are messing them so much. But on the Zamalek side, kudos. Wow, fantastic. I didn't expect this from them. I mean, they're the defending champions for sure. I thought that Walter Hodge, having played a significant role as far as this team is concerned last year, they would struggle a little bit. Wow, but wow, oh wow. DJ Strawberry, at the same time, you know, Ike Diogu, what they've brought onto this team is a much more powerful squad, actually, Sonny.
Prince, I like that point you made about the Petro players in foul trouble, who we will see in the second half, and how they can really jumpstart the team, you know, in terms of the offensive attack. Two players you mentioned, Prince, Dundau and Moraes, they have almost half of the team's points from the backcourt. Dundau with 10 points, Moraes with 12, and also getting Moreira up front has 8 points. So they're getting good contributions from some of their key players. Ike Diogu, who we had on our pregame show, taking only one shot for Zamalek, Prince. You think we're going to see more of him in the second half?
Yes. It looks like that's the strategy. Because remember, Ike Diogu, even the game that, you know, Zamalek played against Cape Town Tigers, Ike Diogu struggled in the first half. And then all of a sudden, you know, he was really instrumental in the second half. And so Ike Diogu, for sure, goodness me, he is super experienced. And, you know, they know when to put him in the right. In fact, when I listened to your podcast with Ike Diogu, you know, I think you all touched on, you know, I think you talked about his fantastic performance in the second half. And, you know, I think it's tactical, you know, put in the key player, confuse the other team a little bit, then take him out. Or, you know, if he struggles, you know, it's like, okay, let's go man someone else. So right now, Petro, I'm pretty sure in their dressing room, they're saying, oh, Ike Diogo, he's misfiring, you know. Let's leave him a little bit. Let's go to Mahmoud. And that's when Ike Diogo becomes dangerous. But at the same time, I expect Petro to continue doing what they're doing. They have been known to, you know, basically, they have been known to frustrate defenses. And, you know, one particular con that I've seen as far as their game is concerned, they're not dominating on the rebound. They are really known, you know, as far as dominating rebound is concerned and defenses. That's why I told you today they are struggling a little bit defensively. You know, the well-oiled machine is leaking and they're not getting those rebound the way they always get and frustrate other teams. And so, wow, we've got a matchup, you know, we've got a match in our hands right now. Zamalek are really playing a fast and furious game. It's really electric. What a fantastic performance from them, Sonny.
Prince, one word you used was misfiring. And as I take a look at the halftime statistics, Petro really misfiring from three-point territory. 1 for 17 from behind the three-point line, compared with 4 of 9 for Zamalek. I got to believe, Prince, if Petro, you know, picks up that percentage a little bit in the second half, that can only be to their advantage. They can shoot better from behind the three-point line, Prince.
I totally agree with you, Sonny. They can definitely shoot better behind the point line. And, you know, they've got, like, weapons such as Carlos Moraes, who is actually, you know, have 12 points in this game, and, you know, he's a fantastic three-point shooter. They've got, you know, weapons such as Dundau, you know, the short guy. He's got 10 points on this one, playing really well. He's a fantastic three-point shooter. And, you know, but right now they are sort of utilizing, you know, the layups, and that's what they're using mostly, or, you know, those are jump shots, which they are really dangerous on those. But, you know, I totally agree with you that 3 points wins games, and I really love the 3 point, because the basketball where it has reached today, basketball has changed a lot. You see, 3 point players being recruited in all NBA teams. I mean, Steph Curry changed the game. Not really changed, but revolutionized the game somehow. And so three-point plays, if you don't have any player who can shoot on his fires, then there's a highly likelihood that you're going to lose the match, especially in this day and era, Sonny.
If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, you're listening to special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now we have Nile Conference games taking place in Cairo, Egypt, and the home team from Cairo, Zamalek, leads Petro de Luanda 45-42. I think we could kind of throw last year's semifinal out the window, Prince, in terms of whether Petro would use that game for revenge purposes, but I don't think it really has much impact at this point.
Absolutely. You know, last year, the thing is this, Petro basically underestimated the Zamalek team. You know, going into that particular match, I think Petro, actually a lot of pundits, had placed a lot of hopes on them winning that game. And so Petro started the match a little bit slow. And that's why you see this year and today, you know, they basically came out a little bit fast, especially in the first quarter, because they wanted to, be at a pedestal as far as the scoreline is concerned from such an early point. They really struggled, you know, scoring the first quarter last year. And so that's a significant improvement from them, you know, considering the fact that right now the scores are a little bit close, 45-42, and this works out to the advantage. They are a very dangerous team going by the factors that I mentioned in terms of, you know, the foul troubles, and watch out for Dundao and, you know, Carlos Moraes and the experienced player Olympia Cipriano is 40 years old, but, you know, he's a really lethal player and he stabilizes this team. At the same time, my goodness, don't you just love the way that chemistry Mahmoud has with the likes of Edgar Sosa? I mean, did you see that dunk, Sonny?
Yeah, that was a beautiful alley-oop pass from Sosa to Mahmoud, one of the plays of the game. And Mahmoud so quick in the paint for Zamalek, Prince. And you can see how he won that Defensive Player of the Year award last year. He's always alert to the other players and where they're going, and he positions himself very well. Fun player to watch.
I love his game because he plays like it's... I mean, a lot of players are putting in a serious face in this match, Sonny, but if you watch Mahmoud, he's just easy. He's smiling, he's doing his stuff, he's giving assists, you know. That just shows you that this is a player that is so comfortable and so confident about his skill level. And, you know, he's also playing into the crowd. You know, fans are definitely part of this game. The fans' morale and spirit, you know, can of course be reflected by, you know, players on the field. And, you know, a lot of that morale is often illustrated by the noise, you know, and, you know, the loud cheers and stuff like that. So that keeps them going. And, you know, Mahmoud has basically, you know, enabled the supporters to have something to cheer on. You know, they want their players to perform really well. And so I'm seeing a huge advantage, especially on the Zamalek side, since they're on their home ground, you know, their home court, home ground advantage. And, you know, what a turnout, Sonny. This is really huge for basketball.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I think this is the loudest crowd I've heard during these Nile Conference games. The Egyptian supporters have been vociferous, to say the least. They have been cheering and stamping their feet and singing. I don't know if they're singing about the referees, however, Prince, and I would like to get your thoughts on one little sidebar story taking place in this game we're watching right now. The lead referee is from the USA, Stephanie Barksdale, and they've been pretty quick with the whistle when it comes to players hanging on the rim after they dunk the ball, and some of the dunks have been very exciting. You know, I don't know that is worthy of a technical foul, Prince, but maybe they're just trying to be consistent with their calls. I don't know. Is there a certain amount of time that you're allowed to hang on the rim? I'll never know I'll never be up that high, Prince. But do you have to hang on the rim for, you know, if you hang on it for like 2 or 3 seconds, is that a technical foul or what?
Yeah, there is a rule, you know, you're not supposed to hang on to, you know, that, and you're totally right. I don't know the exact, should be 2 or 3 seconds, I agree with you. But that's a rule that I personally disagree with, you know, because those dunks are just so sweet and players want to, you know, just feel good about themselves, you know, whatever they have done. And they're also playing into the crowd. It's one rule that I personally disagree with. But at the same time, I don't know how all reasoning sort of went, you know, to start possibly giving players fouls if they do that. And I just think personally I'm against that particular rule. But anyway, hey, the refereeing standards in this particular game has really been great, apart from one or two suspicious calls that have, you know, been at home. And I'm looking at the match, I'm like, let the gentlemen play, you know, let the gentlemen play. These are just easy, simple calls that, you know, you don't need to call them. But then again, you know, they're in the thick of things and the referees are part of the game and we have to respect their decisions, Sonny.
Yes, we do. In Friday's first game in Cairo, the Cape Town Tigers on the prowl. They edge Cobra Sport from South Sudan by 83-79. Big win for the Cape Town Tigers. Billy Preston had a game-high 23 points for the Tigers. Preston also, I think he grabbed 14 rebounds in that game, Prince. Really showing a very strong all-around game for the Cape Town Tigers.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And that just goes on to show, you know, the dominance of American players. I mean, I have even looked at DJ Strawberry in this particular game. You know, he's putting in good numbers. He's got like 8 points, 1 rebound and 2 assists. And, you know, he's really doing great. And at the same time, we also saw in that particular game, Billy Preston was man of the match for me, you know, in that game, really putting in the work. But then again, Sonny, in terms of American and, you know, Cairo connection, I have a quiz for you.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. So there is a player, he passed on, and unfortunately, he's a legendary NBA player. And, you know, he spent some time in Egypt and ran a basketball school in Cairo. Who am I talking about?
You have stumped me, Prince. You have stumped me with that one.
All right.
Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm going to give you more clues. You know, he spoke Dinka and Arabic before mastering English.
Would this be Manute Bol?
There you go. Boom, you got it.
when you said Dinka, I immediately thought of Manute Bol. But, well, Prince, please stay right here. The players are coming back out onto the court for the second half of action. Prince Nesta and I will be back post-game after this Zamalek-Petro de Luanda match right now. Zamalek leads Petro de Luanda by 3 points, 45-42. Keep it locked right here on the Voice of America. And Prince Nesta and I will be back after the contest.
As we see this this man, Carlos Moraes, producing some fine scores, and Souza on the other side. So, Rec finished top from Rwanda. U.S. Monastir second. After that, we had Slack.
ASLA,
and then Slack at the 14th. So, of course, we're going to keep our eye on 1-4 here in Cairo, of course. Moraes drops the ball into the hands of Kaku. And there's an offensive foul there committed by Abubakar Kaku. Ball goes back into the hands of Zamalek. Early error right from the very start.
It's usually the most important quarter in where Petro are punishing teams and Zamalek as well. They're both great third quarter teams. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a good one. It should be high execution basketball.
So Sir Mahmoud Strawberry Jr., the players who are on, of course. Long range shot coming off the metal. Picked up, tidied up, Gonsalves. Gonsalves driving into the paint, unable to get the score. The rebound's not good from Gaku. And at the other end, Strawberry Jr. going, trying to go around. Moraes goes out wide. Long range shot. 3-point shot that doesn't sink.
A great possession, wide open shot. Just couldn't knock down the open jumper.
Dropped into the paint. It's the big man, isn't it? Moreira out wide. Long range shot! It's a beautiful score. Gaku with a triple. And that is exactly what Petra needed to get themselves back on track.
Well, they were 1 of 17 in the first half. Gaku will hope that this is just signs of what's to come for him and the team.
Little interception there, got a hand to it. Moraes just to prevent the pass from getting into the hands of Eslam Salem. 8:44 into the third quarter. And it's time for us to bring in Usher. Usher, you can feel there's a bit of an atmosphere here in this wonderful sports hall.
Yes, it is indeed. And for the first time in 10 years, fans are allowed to watch a basketball game in Egypt. So it means so much for these players, and they're trying to feed off the energy from the White Knight fans in the stands.
They're quite enigmatic as well, aren't they, the fans? They've got good vocal cords, and they will make a lot of noise to make sure that they've got extra support. The White Knights, well, they don't just... They come as an army, don't they? They don't just come as individuals. Look at that for a layup, beautifully done. And Gaku puts himself on the scoreboard once again.
Excellent execution. Beautiful pass to Gaku in space, who finished really easily.
Mahmoud trying to get his layup off the backboard. Tries to drive right through Yannick Moreira. A bit of a battle of the Giants there themselves.
I love the battle of the Giants. These two players are looking for each other. That's a great block, timely block, skillful defense by Moreira.
You know, timing is essential, and I think that, you know, just to get yourself that hand at the right time, just as the long wingspan of that man, Mahmoud, tries to get himself that shot in. Beautifully done. Diogo's showing us what he's capable of doing, although the whistle has already been blown.
There are very few people that are going to be able to muscle like Diogo in the paint, and Gaku struggles. Then they look at that high low. Moreira trying to stay inside, but Gaku gets caught the wrong side of it. The lob pass goes in, foul committed.
So sad. Out wide, Diogo with a wonderful shot, but it doesn't go. It's not drained. It comes right back out. Dundau. Out wide, chance for Gaku. Gaku into the paint. It's been picked up. Strawberry, Yannick Moreira with a hook over the top. Defended well. Picked up there by Mahmoud.
Patient play, but no good. And the rebound out to Zamalek on that one.
Sosa trying to drop the ball into the path of that man, Mahmoud. And the foul's been committed on Dundau.
Yeah, you get a great idea of Dundau's defense on that play. It's the anticipation of a pass from Sosa. Gets his hand in the passing lane, picks up the steal, and draws the foul.
I know that Usher wants to talk about Dundau. You've got something to tell us about that wonderful player.
Yes, absolutely. He's grown in leaps and bounds since playing for the under 18 team at the FIBA Africa Championship in Kigali at the Petit Stade, just growing with the Angolan team and the senior team, and now he's really a core part of the men's senior team. And Will Voigt, the coach of Zamalek, knows a thing or two about that.
Indeed, Childe Dundau, wonderful player. Two bits of silverware as well already with the Angolan team. Sosa has the ball knocked out of his hands, but the ball goes back to Petro.
Well, it was really hard to see from this angle, but I think Dundau, you can credit him for getting a hand on it, if it just slipped out of the hands. It just slipped out of the hands of Sosa.
But he still had something to say about it.
He really did.
I didn't know who knocked it out. It was the ghost. The ghost of Cairo. Dundau in possession and trying to make inroads. Ball comes out, has been picked up there. Trying to get the pass out wide into the hands of Gonsalves. Unable to do that, Moraes. They'll get possession back. Zamalek 45, Petra Luanda 49. Low scoring start to this second half so far. And a long range shot coming in from Gaku. He doesn't sink it. and it's thrown off the feet of Gonsalves. Zamalek will get possession back.
Veteran play by Strawberry, who was falling out of bounds, managed to pick up the rebound, but also smart heads up, controls the possession for Zamalek.
Islam Salem came through the Gezira Sports Club, linking up with Zamalek in 2019. Here he is in possession, out wide, outside of the arc, sees his chance, doesn't secure the points though. Dundau, now, Dundau. Slick use of the ball, good awareness. Gonsalves step back, 3 points! And a beautiful score, they love that off the Angolan bench. Big 3-point score that to knock them up to 52 points.
They are finding the touch. The radar is locked in now from the perimeter for Petros. It's danger signs for Zamalek.
Well, there's a charging call, that is, I think, on Salem. Just waiting for the ref, for the officials to confirm.
Dindau can't believe it is called a block by referee Stephanie Fox there. And
so finally, it is Dundau, he'll pick up the foul.
And just not quite in position, couldn't get his chest into the path of Islam. So, correct call, great interpretation. And Dundau just coming to question, you know, the interpretation of that one.
He was near stationary.
I'm not sure he's ever stationary. He's so
true,
quick.
He's never stationary. And a chance from the free throw line for Islam Salem. It really is a battle. There's an arm wrestle taking place here in a big way. Togu's back on court. And what changes with McKinney, who's going to come on as well. And Omar Hisham. Lots of changes here. And Kiju also making his entrance.
Salem's point scoring just up a little bit from his contribution last year. He's averaging 8 points. He's 70% from the field. Also got 2 assists and 2 rebounds a game. Last year was averaging about 7.3, 1-1.
Well, that's a wild flying pass over the top. Not ideal there from Jesse Gonsalves. A look of disbelief from Jose Neto.
And I don't like to see possessions like that at all. 10 turnovers apiece for each team.
Mahmoud spent some time in the summer league with the Memphis Grizzlies. Very keen to be part of this Zamalek team who try and produce back-to-back victories at the BAL. McKinney tries to find a bit of space. He's got a wonderful body posture. When he finds a little bit of space, his jump shooting mid-range is just sumptuous to the eye.
Great body control, and he floats up over the defense. Great touch as well.
Gakko getting the ball. That's a wonderful pass. That is picked up by Moreira. Out wide, long-range shot coming in. Doesn't get its range. And defensive rebounds for Mahmoud. He's up there at the moment with some good stats. Right through the middle. Tries to drop it up, but it doesn't get over the metal. And tidied up by Petro de Luanda. Again, Gonsalves outside.
Mahmoud has been active on that defensive glass. And it's his body positioning that allows him to pick up these boards.
Well, he's Kiju giving up a little bit of a battle there with Moreira. It's a big battle there between two giants as well, Q. Something that you like, you love that.
It's my favorite part of the game.
Sorry, Junior gets the ball out wide on Hisham. Oh, Hisham trying to find his way through the thicket. Unable to lift his hands up and drop it in from above. The foul has been committed.
And that is danger for Petro de Luanda. 3 fouls for Yannick Moreira. As Jose Neto tries to find a substitute in Juan Pedro.
Yeah, no, and I think it's going to be a timeout as well. You can see that. Thanks, Sasha. 3 fouls. And how about that? 49-52. It's a very low scoring start to the third quarter. And Petro ahead by 3. We're going to take a small break.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we're in the third quarter. Petro de Luanda of Angola leads defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek by 3 points, 52-49. I'm joined by Prince Nesta. Prince, some of those factors you mentioned during our halftime chat seem to be playing out, including the three-point shot for Petro.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Sonny. I mean, the team that is playing right now for Petro is a much more dangerous team. Moreira, Dundao, Morais, you know, Goncalves, Gaku, these are dangerous players, and you can see they're much more dangerous offensively, and they've managed to frustrate the Zamalek defense, you know, offense. And so, and their unpredictable fluid movements on the offensive end, and wow, my, oh my, looks like they're just in a better position since they've managed to silence the crowd in Egypt.
Four players for Petro in double-figure scoring, led by Morais with 12 points. Moreira has 10, Dundao has 10, and Gaku has 11 points. So they're getting contributions from almost a handful of players, Prince. And they do have maybe the deepest bench in this tournament.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, one tactic I would urge them to use basically is to take out Gaku. You know, if they could have, you know, that sort of strategy. He has three fouls now, and if he can be fouled out, then it might destabilize this team a little bit. But, yes, both teams have a productive bench, especially Jan Pedro, fantastic player, but he hasn't really featured much in this game.
Okay, we're going to go back to Cairo now and the action.
African players show us what they're capable of doing, mixing with some foreign players as well, Q. It really is, you know, incredible, isn't it? We're loving this.
It's the best platform available, and really its growth is astronomical, and it's so entertaining.
And you look at players like Joel Embiid of Cameroon, of course. He was a player who came through the, well, it's one of Basketball Without Borders in Cameroon to give him the chance to go over to the NBA and perform. Of course, there's lots of players like that, just to give you an idea of, you know, the talent that exists here in Africa.
We're seeing the best players on the continent go at it toe for toe with some of the best coaches on the continent against the biggest teams and biggest clubs. It doesn't get any better.
Well, this is problem. This is for Gaku. Fourth foul. And 4 minutes left in the third, and that's not a good scenario because he's been very present, the MVP of the Angolan League from 2021.
Yeah, one of four players in double figures for Petro. They do spread the scoring, but he does give them value on the slash for sure.
McKinney up against Dundao, and he gets the better of him on that occasion. It was a little sneaky move, wasn't it?
This great step through, and able to go glass, McKinney. Fantastic work.
Vanda. Is that man Moraes trying to find a little bit of space? Comes up against Mahmoud this time. Long range three-pointer. All comes off the rim. Picked up by McKinney. Out into the path of Farag. And the tip in. It doesn't go, though. And
well, they call interference.
Yeah, look at Jose Neto. He's going. Well, let's see if the cameraman's okay.
Farag up, and then the challenge from Cipriano bundles into the cameraman. And the rim was rattled, the cameraman was rattled, and the referees made the call on the two.
Cameraman seems to be okay. Just a little bit dazed, but which is good. Confirmation from the director, Sergio. Zamalek 54, Petro Luanda 52. And a chance for 3 points. Big shot coming in. Needed to sink that. Didn't sink it. And of course, so we turn things around. It's Cipriano, the veteran. But around the outside, he's very dangerous. McKinney drops the two and draws the foul. Big score there, Kiel.
Second time we've seen them exploit the transition opportunity. McKinney is great in the open floor. The pass, two dribbles, contact in the and one.
That's back-to-back scores for McKinney. Very wily character, isn't he? Sacramento State University. Also played in the Philippines.
He's also had some G League experience, played in Mexico and Canada. He's a crafty individual, and at Sacramento State was obviously the first player to be named Conference Player of the Week and received honorable mention as an All-American. So he's got pedigree.
4 from 5 feet, field goals, 3 assists. He really is an all-rounder, isn't he? Vander picks the ball up. There's a chance here for Domingos. Domingos tries to get it to the big man. There he is, up against Kiju. What's he going to do? They go pick and roll over the top. It goes! And Johnny Pedro makes sure that that goes down.
What a fantastic hustle play. Just anticipation above everybody else and to the right way
for Pedro. There's a pressure cooker situation here in this third quarter, of course, and we can see that there's a big chance. Diogo tries to get his big three-pointer triple from downtown. Doesn't get drained. Into the middle, a little bit of a drop over the top. It's a beautiful score there from Vander.
Drop over the top, indeed. He had a mismatch on Hesham. He didn't really jump, hooked it up over him, floated it up over for the easy two.
McKinney's just going for every score possible. And he commits in such a big way. That's a big score from Kitchen. Needed to get himself on the score card as well.
They continue to attack this petrol-painted area, and the dribble penetration has been so successful.
Vander into the hands of Murray's fast and furious encounter. This really is anybody there to take the pass. The ball does come out. It's a long-range shot. It comes off the middle from Domingos. And Kitchen, very physical. Pass to McKinney. Diogo out wide. And he's going for it all the way up. Tries to drop it off the glass, but Omar Hesham unable to get the score.
Three passes, and then again the attack inside, the dribble penetration. Every time it happens, they either come away with the foul. Once again, Hesham looks at it, inside it goes. Moraes is caught in no man's land, has the challenge. He'll draw the foul, and then they get a chance at the free throw line again.
Very, very aggressive play, and you can see that they'll try and get more points, as you said, from the free throw line. 1:24 left in this third quarter, and it's still so tight. But Zamalek moving ahead. It's been we're going from one side to the other in such a numerous times so far since the start of the game.
It's 38 points in the paint for Zamalek, 30 for Petro de Luanda. Even if it hasn't worked on the perimeter for Petro, they're still doing a great job. But Zamalek doing a better job, and that's why they're ahead.
You know, they studied each other in such a big way that they said, we're going to go straight through the middle. And at the other end, they're going, we're going straight through the middle. It's as simple as that.
It sounds so simple, but they're making it look so simple.
They are. Very quick transition as well. You've got players who can do that. Jose Neto believing that they can continue right through to the very end. Oh, it's a wonderful pass out wide. There's a good shot, and it's just come back out. Domingos unable to drain the three from down in the corner. McKinney picks possession up and takes it up court. He's going to go again. Oh, it takes a little touch, and there's a great chance for them to try and get that score. Goes out wide. The dribble. Oh, Vander, is that a foot over the... No, it's a foul, I think, from that man, Omar Hesham.
Thought about the shot, kicks out.
Yeah, okay.
Contact on Hesham.
Pretty blatant.
Petro, 1 of 17 in that first half. They're 3 of 24 in total now. They still can't find their radar from beyond the arc.
40 seconds left on the clock. And there's another foul that's been committed. And Boyd is really, he's quite annoyed, in fact, seeing Ahmed Farag just to commit the foul. Silly foul.
13 foul.
Johnny Pedro drops it into the hands of Gonsalves. Where's he going to go? Around the outside, around the inside. Gets the ball back out. Vander for the big shot. No, it's going to go out wide. Here he is, that man, Domingos. Domingos, and it's a drop-in. Big shot coming in right over the top from Cipriano. 23 seconds remaining, and 4 points. And look at that.
40 points in the paint. That one coming in transition. Zamalek punishing Petro inside the zone.
So how quick is the transition? You know, two very...
I'm VOA, Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now we have about 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Zamalek 62, Petro 56. The fans are on their feet in Cairo cheering for the White Knights. Prince Nesta, your thoughts on the game right now?
It's all PlayStation stuff, Sonny. It's like we're playing a PlayStation. I mean, you gotta love the way the baskets are coming in fast and furious. You know, Zamalek, especially on their end, they're attacking the basket. At the same time, Petro is also attacking the basket, But Zamalek has really had issues, though, on the free throw line. That might cost them a little bit, while Petro on their side, they're actually struggling so much with the three-point play.
Petro's struggling indeed. I think they're 3 of 24 from three-point territory, Prince. Awful shooting percentage.
Absolutely, and they need to improve on that. But kudos, to the rebounders, especially Jan Pedro has come back onto this one, has stabilized things a little bit on the Petro side. He now has 4 rebounds, but we expect more points from him.
Back to the action in Cairo in the closing seconds of the third quarter.
Beat the food court press that Zamalek has put out of the timeout. And he's just asking for more concentration because the 3 back-to-back turnovers there did not help them in their contest to win this game.
Well, they pick the ball back up and there's a good chance, but the shot clock's down to 2 seconds. Need to get the shot and the shot goes up. It doesn't go down. And Zamalek get possession. And the full court press, obviously, works and there's no more score. 62-56 at the end of the third quarter, of course. And Zamalek in charge. And we will take a break and we'll be back for the fourth quarter. Game on, as they say, in this part of the world.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, after three quarters of play, Zamalek, the defending Basketball Africa League champion, leads Petro de Luanda of Angola 62-56. Looking ahead to Saturday's Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League, Prince Nesta and I will be back again at 20:30 hours GMT on Saturday for our pregame show. Zamalek will be back on the court Saturday against Espor Fukash. We'll be covering that game for you on the Voice of America. So back-to-back nights with Zamalek on the Voice of America. After three quarters of play, Zamalek leads Petro de Luanda 62-56 in front of the loudest crowd I've heard at this Basketball Africa League tournament. Your thoughts, Prince?
I agree with you. And one of the things that has destabilized Petro a lot is because that big man, Gaku, who had 11 points, has been sitting for the most part in the bench. But, we'll wait and see how that goes.
We'll wait and see, Prince. Right now, we're going to go back to Cairo and the action.
White lights and white nights
everywhere.
At 62-56, Zamalek have just managed to put themselves in charge momentarily. This is really intriguing. We've got a fourth quarter coming up, so we got a big, big last dose of basketball here in the Basketball Africa League in this battle of the bigs that's taking place here. Q is on cue. Usher is ushering us into a wonderful position here as Zamalek try and get themselves a big score here from out wide. Comes to nothing. Oh, Usher, what did you hear from the two from the benches? What happened out there? What have you got?
Both coaches are trying to focus on the defense because, as you know, defense wins you championships. And this right here is one of the games that will determine how far these teams go in the tournament.
So true, Usher. Thank you. And you know what? The three-pointers, they just haven't been coming. As soon as someone manages to do that, you can see that things will change. That was a brilliant, brilliant score, wasn't it? We knew that anybody who can manage to get the three-pointer like Farag did on that occasion, I think, that's a game-changer.
giving them some breathing room, up to 9 points. They're 5 of 13. They'll be shooting it a little bit better than Petro from the perimeter, but that's a big, big three.
And there's another three coming in. Honestly, you've got to react. Dundau this time with a big score, 65-59.
It's
6 points.
Shooting clinic.
But all of a sudden, it wasn't until now. There's Sosa. Sosa dropping it up from the moon. Raising the roof here in Cairo. And a big, big score there for the alley-oop.
Got to be able to catch it up top. And Sosa floats it up. Mahmoud thunders it down.
Here's Dundau. Dundau just off the back of a three-pointer. Vander slipping the ball into the hands of that man, Gonsalves. Gonsalves waits for some movement. Oh, look at what Dundau does. Oh, he's having the ball just knocked by, out of his hands by Farag. They get the ball back. Shot clock down to 3 seconds. Dundau goes up, tries to get it in. It has been drained by Johnny Pedro. Johnny Pedro getting himself only his fourth point tonight, going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, second field goal for Johnny Pedro. And got to keep attacking. Goes up over the big man. Two more. Intriguing 6-point game.
Sosa out wide on Hisham. Hisham going over the top, unable to sink that. Defensively sorted. Johnny Pedro up against the big Nigerian there, Diogu. The foul has been committed, and you can see the Zamalek bench, heads in hands. Johnny Pedro showing us what he's capable of doing finally, looking for a double score in the space of a few seconds.
Well, he made the read. He had Diogu in front of him, behind him Hesham, and that's where the foul came from. Diogu did a good job of just trying to make him shift, and that was the two from that man Mahmoud.
So Johnny Pedro he's actually played a lot of basket, lived in the Netherlands and Portugal at the start of his career. His father Adriano Pedro, he actually played for the national team, the national Angolan team. So Johnny Pedro has got basketball DNA in his blood, in his body.
Played in Germany, played a little bit of more of his career in Angola for Asa Primeiro, and then out in Portugal, and then back to Pedro.
Here's Sosa, who's currently with 12 points. But it's Mahmoud with 14 points who's top of the scoreboard so far. And Dundau, look at that for a fine tally, 13 points. He's the top scorer for Petro. Just comes to show that the big scorers from out wide not hitting the target just yet.
Also spoke about many weapons, four players in double figures for Petro. And wait to see what happens when Moreira gets back on the floor.
Strawberry Jr. gets the ball out, and so Sosa able to drain the three from down the left-hand side. It's been picked up very quickly. Dundau going another. He's on form tonight. Can't get those the big 3 points there. Vanna tries to go up for the rebound. It's been picked up by Johnny Pedro. Up against Mahmoud. Mahmoud commits the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Nice, aggressive work on the boards. I think he'll be buoyed by that earlier little putback over Mahmoud. Not showing any fear, so it goes right at the big man. And Mahmoud has been averaging 5 blocks a game in this competition. You know, defenses are aware of him. That time, picks up the foul.
And Johnny Pedro will appreciate that, because with his stats down, you don't want to finish your game with bad stats, do you? And especially if you're getting knocked out of the starting five, there's one way to try and get yourself back in the starting five, and that is to perform.
Performance can't always be measured in stats, and coaches will tell you that they have a look at exactly what's happening on the floor, or look at output, where the guy is on the floor. Now I think this is a substitution. Grander is staying on. Well, Johnny Pedro finally going to get a chance to shoot. Carlos Moraes looks on.
Yeah, Gonsalves being hauled back to make sure that Ahmed Farag doesn't find a little bit of space, as the quick transition ball is expected the moment that the final shot is scored or not.
Things can really change in a blink when you have two fantastic teams like this. It was a 9-point lead for Zamalek. Now Pedro misses on the second, but it's a 5-point game.
With 6:54 left to play in the fourth quarter, and bragging rights in a top position in the rankings. Going into your final couple of games, of course. This is their third encounter for these two giants of African basketball. Ball comes out to Mahmoud. The pass is good. He's going to try and turn, but no, he gets the ball out. Oh, as the shot clock goes down to zero.
Wow, great defensive possession for Petro de Luanda. Mahmoud had the opportunity to work in isolation, made the pass out, and forced the turnover. So credit Petro on that one.
And Jose Neto tightening things up in the middle to make sure that none of the bigs or none of the McKinney and Co. can actually wriggle through and find some space to carve up the paint and score the points. There is Gonsalves. I don't know how he manages to do that, but he just finds a way. He sees some light at the end of the tunnel, driving right through the Zamalek traffic. And again, the foul being committed. Look at him, he's just charging into him. And that was Strawberry Jr. on that occasion.
We've seen a feature of the guard play here, and that's the fact that they are not scared to attack the paint. Gonsalves has got that left hand that he favors, gets in there, and there's a foul call.
Chance for Dundau. Dundau needs a screen, doesn't get it, needs to make the pass. He's tightly marked on this occasion by Strawberry Jr. But he's not getting in past him either for once on this occasion. Strawberry Jr., American, going up and trying to find a little bit of space, but decides to get the ball back to McKinney. Mahmoud comes and joins the party. But McKinney tries to find his little boulevard. It goes over the top, and it's been successfully defended there by Johnny Pedro.
They couldn't make that great defense turn into points, but really good work by Strawberry defensively.
Rebounds, 34-35 for Petro de Luanda. Well, they're all both defending the boards, aren't they, in a big way. I think that was one of the big statements. Well, he's trying to hook it over the top there, Johnny Petro. Again, strong defense from Mazamalek.
I think you got credit Mahmoud with the block on that one, just getting a touch on it and
changing the path. He's got loads of space. Look at this, there's the layup. It's beautifully done. Bit of a mismatch in the paint as well.
He's been locked in. He leads all the scorers on the floor. 16 points for Mahmoud on that make.
I'm going to go over and see how our spy is getting on, you know, and how her heart is. Is it okay, Asha?
It is okay. Just enjoying being inside the stadium here, where the White Knights are having a great night. The fans are celebrating, and hopefully they will see their team win.
Well, it's a tight tussle, isn't it? And we still got plenty of time left on the clock with just under 4 or 5 minutes. And again, we see another foul has been committed. There you go, there's the foul on McKinney from Vanda. 3 fouls to 2. And a timeout's been called. It's 69 points for the White Knights of Zamalek, the Egyptian Giants, and 64 for Petro de Luanda.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, Zamalek, the defending ball champion, leads Petro de Luanda from Angola 69-64. Just under 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Prince Nesta, can Zamalek hold the lead?
That's the big money question, $1 billion question. Can they hold the lead? And I totally agree with you, because what's going on right now is that Ian Pedro has actually stabilized a little bit, you know, Petro side, which was a little bit weaker on the other, you know, third quarter. But now they're coming back a little bit much more stronger because of Ian Pedro. But watch out for this man, Carlos Moraes. If he comes in, he's going to trouble Zamalek a little bit, since they might be tired by now. I can send some tired feet out there.
Anas Mahmoud, that player for Zamalek you like so much, Prince, having a big game, 16 points and 11 rebounds, and including another alley-oop from Sosa. He's got two of those tonight. Alley-oop dunks.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Really a talented player. I love his play. But also there's another player that is shooting threes, Ahmed, you know, who's a little bit of an unsung hero. He's number one, really great player. And, you know, we should celebrate him too.
So we'll see. We're going to go back to Cairo with Zamalek in front 69-64 over Petro.
Well, let's just take a look at some of the stats, and we can basically see the field goal percentage improved a little bit by Zamalek, 50. 5 from 16, 4 from 30. Petro not getting their range.
Well, what's affecting the field goal percentage for Petro is that glaring 4 of 30 from the free throw, I mean, from the three-point line. And maybe it will improve, it might not, but I don't think that they will stop shooting down the stretch.
McKinney with the free throw. And there's Mahmoud. He's on a double-double tonight, of course, and looking really slick and strong there. It is 16 points, 11 rebounds. A man on a mission and putting in a big, big game tonight.
He's going to get a little bit of a breather, and they'll come in, I think, for the final 3 minutes as Zamalek try and make a push for the W.
Asha, when was the last time you got a double-double?
Well, just this morning.
I just wanted to stop there. That's really perfect. Long Beach South coming in! And that is a big score coming in with that man, Gonsalves. Well, we didn't expect that, and all of a sudden, boom, it's in.
Gonsalves now takes himself to 10 points. Big-time shot.
71-67, McKinney needed to score those points as well. Valuable points, worth their weight in gold. As we see Strawberry Jr. just trying to dance his way into space and drop in for a big three-pointer. He's a happy man. That's a big score from him because, well, he's up to 9 points now.
Big make off the dribble, Strawberry Jr. Fantastic shooting.
Moraes, Gonsalves, Johnny Pedro's on as well. Well, there's a pull. Soso is holding.
Right in front of the referee. No choice but to call it.
I think everybody saw that from here. Over to the White Nile.
I think that's going to be Sosa's fourth foul.
And that is a big error, isn't it?
Strawberry,
that's his third foul, I think.
Just breaking down off the dribble.
Oh, Sosa, sorry, you're absolutely right. Well, that's a little victory, but a big one at the same time, isn't it? Hisham just coming off it out of his seat, rising. They're a big team. They're a big team. Team players, aren't they, within this Zamalek group? And you can see that those four fouls for Soze. You're absolutely right. I was mixing my players up for a second. Beg your pardon. But what does this mean, this watching a game like this in Africa, all of the youngsters who dream about playing basketball, you know, in the Basketball Africa League and abroad, of course, NBA, wherever you're, you know, this is a great advert, isn't it? This is what it's all about. When you see big giants like this, bigs playing great competitive basketball, you're showcasing some great athleticism, aren't you?
Coaching, talent, athleticism, pride, all of it on display.
And you can all dream, you can all accomplish and fulfill your dreams, because that's what it's all about. Get a ball, start playing wherever you are. Kiju with a traveling call. Asha will teach you how to play.
I'll see what to do for you, gentlemen.
Yeah, she'll get a clinic sort going and everything. You can go and play with Asha. She's a good three-point shooter. 75-67, Zamalek.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Zamalek, the defending league champion, leads Petro de Luanda 75-67. We have 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game. Can Zamalek hold the lead, Prince Nesta?
Yes. Basically, if they manage to frustrate Petro defensively, Petro, they've really done a great job as far as, frustrating Petro on the three-point end is concerned. But, you know, they're still allowing them to have free throws, because Petro is having a field day with free throws. They've got a 73% points on that one compared to Zamalek's. But at the same time, three-point plays is really needed, especially on the Petro side. They need it right now and real fast.
And speaking of three-point plays, DJ Strawberry hit a big one, big three-pointer for Zamalek, Prince. And he had been relatively quiet up to that point, I thought. But he's stepping up maybe when it counts most.
Absolutely, big time stuff. I totally agree with you. But then again, our friend Ike today is absent without leave. Did you give him permission to leave?
He has been absent without leave. Ike, 3 points. 3 points. But let's go back to Cairo and the closing minutes of this game.
Insights. Here is Gonsalves. Gonsalves right through the middle. He couldn't drop it in. And it's been comfortably consolidated by Omar Hisham. Sousa picking the ball up against Dindao. Dindao keeping an eye on him. The screen to give him a little bit of space comes out wide to McKinney. McKinney tries to go through the middle, gets it out. Kaju. That is beautifully done. What an assist. What a pass there from McKinney.
Wow, what a fantastic drop off to Kaju. He didn't have too much work to do, but that's all McKinney. Credit him for that fantastic assist.
Well, there's a lot of tight marking, tight defending going on big time. Dundao picks the ball up in the corner, up against Mahmoud. He tries to get past him. Look at that. Well, he's unable to get past him. And no foul given. He just runs straight into Mahmoud and holds his hands up to say, hey, what was all that about? McKinney up for two. That's a big score. Rejoicing, jumping with joy. Eruptions all over the place here in the home of Zamalek basketball for this basketball athlete.
McKinney has been invaluable. His ability to score in the paint at his size, with his array of floaters and his body control, has been one of the X factors and has allowed Zamalek to build this lead.
But Johnny Pedro has just been hugged by Kidjo, who put his arms around him momentarily, and Will Voigt just going down and going